What you are about to learn can change your business and change your life. All successful businesses practice these proven principles every single day, and so can you. Brian Tracy is a master teacher and a business guru for thousands of executives and entrepreneurs worldwide. He speaks to 250,000 people each year on the subjects of business success, profit strategies, sales effectiveness, and managerial skills. Brian has learned every lesson the hard way. He started off working for a small company in sales, knocking on doors and offices, getting paid on straight commission. From there, he moved into sales management and then into entrepreneurship. He has started, built, managed, or turned around 22 companies in several different industries. Brian is practical and results-focused. Every idea you're about to hear can be applied to your business immediately to get better and faster results. And now, here's Brian Tracy.
"21 Great Ways to Start and Build a Successful Business." Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and welcome to this program. There are more than 7 million millionaires in the United States today, and most of them are self-made. Fully 74% of these millionaires achieve their wealth from starting and building their own successful businesses. And what hundreds of thousands and millions of other people have done, you can do as well. What you are about to learn can save you thousands of dollars in many months or even years of hard work in making your business a success. Not long ago in Dallas, a young entrepreneur told me that one idea in this program, which he didn't know, had cost him 8 years of frustration, fruitless effort, and more than $100,000 in lost money. Another young man from Tampa told me he began listening to these ideas when he was unemployed and living at home. Today, he's a millionaire with businesses in 3 states. A woman in Sacramento told me she started using these ideas when she was divorced and broke. Today, she has a company with 32 staff, a new husband, a beautiful home, and a big bank account. I've personally paid dearly to learn these key lessons. After working for different companies for 15 years, I thought I was ready to start my own business, so one day I just did it. That was probably the only thing I did right at the beginning, getting started in the first place. Over the next 2 years, I spent or lost everything I had acquired in my adult life. I learned to sell again. I sold my house. I sold my car. I sold my furniture and everything else that anyone would pay me for. I borrowed from my friends and family to put food on the table for my wife and 2 little children. Then I got smart. I began asking, why are some businesses more successful than others? I set out to find the answers. I read everything I could find and tried it out. I listened to audio programs and attended seminars. I asked for advice from other entrepreneurs, and gradually, I turned my business around. Today, I have a multi-million-dollar business with activities in 17 countries. I live in a beautiful home on a golf course in San Diego. In the last 15 years, I have taught these principles to more than 500 companies, from small entrepreneurial businesses to Fortune 500 corporations. What I've proven is that these ideas are simple, practical, and easy to apply. Individuals and organizations that apply these strategies increase their sales and cash flow, reduce their costs, and boost their profits, sometimes in a matter of weeks. What you are about to learn can help you more than you can imagine if you take these ideas seriously and put them to work. You've heard it said that 80% of new businesses fail in the first 2 years. Well, 90% of businesses started by people who know what they're doing are still going and growing 5 years later. This should be your goal as well. This is the age of the entrepreneur. More people are starting more businesses in more different fields today than has ever happened in all of American business history. And what other successful entrepreneurs and business people are doing, you can do as well if you just learn how. Remember this: successful business people are not smarter than you, and they're not better than you. They are usually just ordinary people who have figured out how to do it right before their competitors did. And that's what you will learn in the 21 Great Ways to Starting and Building a Successful Business. Let's begin. Number one, decide exactly what you want. The most important word in success is the word clarity. You must be absolutely clear about what it is you really want from your business. You must be clear about what it is you are doing and why you are doing it at every step of your business and personal life. It's been said that fanaticism is redoubling your efforts after your aim has been forgotten. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. Successful business people are intensely goal-oriented. They know exactly what they want, and they are working toward the achievement of their goals every single day. As a result, they accomplish far, far more than the average person in every area of life. You will only be successful starting and building your own business if you are crystal clear about why you are doing it in the first place and how it fits into the rest of your life. The more you think about your true goals and how to achieve them, the more efficient and effective you will be. Here's a simple 7-part goal-setting formula you can use to set and achieve any goal for the rest of your business life. First, decide exactly what you want. Most people never do this. Second, write it down. A goal that is not in writing is merely a wish or a fantasy. Third, set a deadline and set sub-deadlines if the goal is big enough or long enough. Step number 4 is for you to make a list of everything you'll have to do to achieve your goal, whether it is a certain level of sales, profitability, or any other objective of your business or personal life. Fifth, organize your list into a plan by setting priorities on the various activities. Decide what you should do first, what you should do second. Decide what is more important and what is less important. The sixth step is for you to take action on your plan immediately. Develop a sense of urgency. Do it now. All successful entrepreneurs are intensely action-oriented. They are busy all the time doing something that moves them toward the achievement of their goals. And step number 7 in this goal-achieving formula, perhaps the most important, is for you to do something every single day that moves you toward your most important goal, whatever it is at that time. Develop the power of momentum in your personal and business life. Once you get going, keep going until your goal is achieved. Here is perhaps the best goal-setting exercise you will ever learn. You can practice it over and over again throughout your career. You start with a blank sheet of paper. You then make a list of 10 goals that you want to accomplish in the next 12 months. Write your goals in the present tense, as if they were already a reality, and start every goal with the word I. For example, you would write, I sell X number of dollars of my product or service each month. Or you could write, I earn X number of dollars of profit each month. Once you have your list of goals, go back over it and select the one goal that could have the greatest positive impact on your business if you were to achieve it. Take that number one goal, your major definite purpose, and write it at the top of a separate sheet of paper. Then, set a deadline. Make a plan. Take action on your plan and resolve to do something every single day until you achieve that goal. This simple exercise will keep you focused, enable you to concentrate your powers, unleash your creativity, increase your energy, and change your life. Just give it a try and see for yourself. Number 2. Determine if entrepreneurship is right for you. Only about 5% of people are suited to start and build their own businesses. The other 95% are much happier and much more effective working with other people within larger businesses or organizations. You must decide if you are cut out to be an entrepreneur at the very beginning if you're going to be successful in the long run. The primary motivation for becoming an entrepreneur is not money, but freedom. To be successful as an entrepreneur, your desire for personal freedom and personal control must be so great that it overwhelms all of the other sacrifices and difficulties you will experience. The average entrepreneur works 60 hours per week, about 6 days each week, and often long into the night. When you start your own business, you must be prepared to work hard, hard, hard for 4 to 7 years before you achieve the success you desire. The two most important ingredients for entrepreneurship are, first of all, the courage to take great risks with your time and your money, and second of all, the persistence to endure month after month and year after year until you finally succeed. Fully 80% of people who leave the security of a salaried job to start their own businesses find that it is not the right career choice for them. They quickly become discouraged at the long hours and unending problems. They find that they're not happy working alone and being responsible for everything, including sweeping the floors and cleaning the toilets. They need the comfort, companionship, and security of working within a larger organization where they can specialize and where there are people around them to do many of the support tasks. Your primary goal in life should be to be happy. You'll only be happy as an entrepreneur if you really love what you're doing and if you're capable of throwing your whole heart into building your business year after year with very little to show for it at the beginning. The time to decide if entrepreneurship is right for you is before you launch, not later on, after you've invested months of your life and lost thousands of your hard-earned dollars. Number 3. Select the right business for you. Starting a business is like getting married. There must be a high level of compatibility between the person you are on the inside and the type of business you are thinking of getting into on the outside. Some people fail in one kind of business and succeed greatly in another because they were not suited to one kind of enterprise and were ideally suited for something else. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote that nothing succeeds without enthusiasm. Your ability to develop and sustain a high level of enthusiasm for what you're doing is essential for you to keep on keeping on in the face of obstacles and difficulties. You'll only be successful producing and selling a product or service that you really believe in and care about, something you'd be happy selling to your father, mother, or best friend. So begin with your own talents, your own abilities, experience, knowledge, interests, and background. You'll only be successful doing something that you really enjoy, something that interests you, something that absorbs you and grabs your attention. When you look back over your previous activities, you'll find that there have been products, services, and activities that you were attracted to. These can be good indicators of the kind of business you should be in today. Remember, you'll always be most successful doing something or marketing something that you really love. When you start a business, begin by looking for something that is an improvement on an existing product or service rather than something that's brand new. Look for something that you can bring to the market cheaper, faster, easier, of better quality, or with additional features or benefits. Remember, an idea only needs to be 10% new and better to capture substantial market share. Read everything you can find about potential businesses. Keep your eyes open for a product or service that people need, but which no one is offering. Talk to your friends. Look around you in your own job or field. There may be a million-dollar idea staring you in the face in the form of something that you think someone should be offering to the market in which you live and work. Keep your eyes and ears alert and open to new business opportunities occurring around you. Especially, listen to your inner voice. What sort of product or service would you really like to bring to the market and build a successful business around? This is the starting point of starting your own business. Number 4. Identify your customers clearly. The most important single question in market research and sales planning is the question, who is my customer? The failure to answer this question with great clarity is the number one reason why businesses fail. Because they're not clear about their customer, they produce a product or service for a customer who does not exist or who does not exist in sufficient quantity to make the business successful. Who is your customer exactly? Describe him or her in detail. What is his or her age? What sort of education does he or she have? What is his or her income? What sort of work does he or she do, and at what level? What sort of background or experience does he or she have, especially as it relates to your product or service? What kind of interests, beliefs, values, or attitudes does he or she have? Take all this information and write out a description of your ideal customer, the perfect customer for the product or service you are thinking of offering. You then ask yourself, why does my customer buy this product? What does my potential customer consider to be value in what I sell? What benefits does he or she seek? What is the primary motivation that causes my customer to buy what I sell or what I'm thinking of selling? What does my product or service do for my customer? What is the most important benefit that my customer enjoys from using my product or service? And above all, what does my customer have to be convinced of to buy this product or service from me rather than from someone else? For a new product or service business to enter the market, it must be better by a factor of 3. It must be faster, cheaper, or easier to use. It must be better in some important way or contain additional features and benefits. It must be sold more professionally, more efficiently delivered, and more rapidly serviced. In what 3 ways is your product or service superior to what is already available? Is the market for your product or service large enough? Are there enough potential customers to make your business a success? Is your market concentrated enough? Can you reach your market with sufficient advertising, promotional, and selling activities to sell enough and make a sufficient profit? Whenever a company, large or small, is having problems with sales and cash flow, like many of the internet companies today, it can almost always be traced back to a failure of the company to correctly identify the potential customer and then to reach that customer in sufficient quantity and get them to buy in a timely and cost-effective manner. Number 5. Do fast, cheap market research before spending money. It's easy to fall in love with a product or service idea. But before you invest your time, your money, and your life in a business venture, you should investigate it carefully to make sure that potential customers are as excited about your product or service as you are. The payoff for careful market research will be more than 10 to 1 in the time and money you will save or earn as a result. Do your homework. Invest your time and energy rather than your money to prove that people will buy your product before you bring it to the market. Begin by finding out every detail of the product or service. Treat it like a research project. Read trade magazines, articles, and stories on the business, industry, or occupation. Surf the internet for every bit of information you can find. Seek out people in the same business and ask for their opinions of the product or service. Don't be secretive. People in the same business will give you very good feedback on the viability of your idea, and no one's going to steal your idea from you. Ask your bank manager for his opinion or advice. Bank managers see hundreds of different business ideas every year. They are extremely knowledgeable of what is likely to work in the marketplace. A 5-minute conversation with my bank manager some years ago saved me $200,000 in buying a business. He pointed out 2 or 3 things that I had completely overlooked because of my inexperience. Ask your friends, your family, and your acquaintances for information, inputs, and ideas about your business idea. Especially, visit prospective customers for the product or service and ask if they would buy it from you. Ask if they could sell the product or service to others. Act as if you had been hired to be a consultant to yourself to evaluate this potential business or this potential product or service. Develop a suspicious attitude and accept nothing on faith. Look for what I call the fatal flaw in the business idea. Then, look at the business as though you were going to be in it for the next 20 years. Is this what you had in mind? Many business people will take a year or more before they finally decide what business they're going to be in or what products or services they're going to bring to the market. Every hour you spend in research and test marketing will save you 10 hours of hard work later on. A young entrepreneur once told me that he got an idea for a toy that he could import from China for $2 each and which he could retail for $9.95. He was so excited that he kept his idea secret from everyone. He invested his life savings and the savings of his family, purchasing 50,000 of these toys and bringing them in for the Christmas season. He then made his first major customer call on a large department store chain. When he showed them his products, they laughed and showed him that they had purchased exactly the same product themselves from the same manufacturer for $1.50 each. It turned out that every other major department store and toy store had the same kind of deal. He ended up losing his shirt as a result of keeping his idea a secret. Test marketing is quite simple. First, you make a prototype or create a sample of the product or service that you can show or demonstrate to a potential buyer. You then get accurate prices and delivery dates from your suppliers so you know exactly how much you will have to charge. With these in hand, you go straight to a buyer and ask for his or her personal opinion about your product or service. Ask a prospective customer whether he or she would buy the product or service and at what price they would pay for it. If you are selling to companies, call on the individual who makes the final buying decision and get his or her candid reaction to your offering. Be sure to compare your product with other products on the market. You must always answer the question, why would someone buy from you instead of from someone else? Another way to test market a new product or service is for you to take it to a trade show where sophisticated buyers and potential customers will tell you whether or not you have a winner. Finally, ask your friends, your relatives, your business associates if they would buy or use the product or service at the price that you would have to charge. I once bought $2,000 worth of a home cleaning product that I thought everyone would want. It turned out that nobody wanted it at all, and I ended up stuck with the product for years. Don't let this happen to you. Do your test marketing in advance. Number 6. Approach your business strategically. Stand back and look at your business from the point of view of an objective third party. Imagine that you had hired a professional to inspect your business and ask you some hard questions before you started. Be tough on yourself and on your own ideas. This alone can give you a key advantage over your competitors. The more time you spend thinking through the answers to these hard questions, the less time it will take you to pay for your mistakes and turn your business into a profitable enterprise. First, what exactly do you sell in terms of what it does for your customer? What need of your customers does it satisfy that is currently not being satisfied by someone else's product or service? The three major needs that customers have today is that they want things better, faster, and cheaper. Customers also want products and services that are easy to use and superior to what they're currently using. Business customers specifically want increased sales, lower costs, and higher net profits. Individual customers want things like success, social status, popularity, knowledge, influence, and personal power. People in general want prestige, admiration, acceptance, self-esteem, pleasure, and comfort. Which of these needs does your product satisfy? Customers always act to improve their situations, either personal or business, in some way. In what specific ways does your product or service improve the life or work of your customers? You must be very clear and specific about this. A key part of strategic thinking is for you to know why it is you are doing what you're doing. What is your mission for being in business in the first place? What kind of a difference do you want to make in the lives of your customers? Every successful business is built around a central purpose or mission on the part of the business owner. And the very best mission is always to help people to improve their lives in some way. So, how would you describe your mission in this respect? What does your customer consider value? What does your customer actually buy? What is it that your customer is seeking that he or she does not already have? The more clear you can be about the value that you are bringing to the life or work of your customer, the easier it is for you to design all of your marketing and sales activities. What is your area of excellence? What is your competitive advantage? What is it that you do better than anyone else that your customer is willing to pay you for? Every product or service offering must have one or more areas of excellence that enable it to stand out from any other competitive offerings in the marketplace. What are yours? Who is your competition for the attention and the dollars of your customer? Who is selling something else that your customer could just as easily buy rather than buying from you? Your ability to clearly identify your competition actually determines everything you do in building your own successful business. For example, I worked with the Caribbean Cruise Line recently. They don't define their competition as other cruise ships. They define their competition as anyone who is accustomed to taking a land-based vacation anywhere in the world. Since only 5% of people have actually been on cruise ships, all of their marketing and sales efforts are aimed at the 95% of people who have not yet used their services. They've determined that their competition is any way that a person could spend money on any kind of vacation, including staying at home, that does not involve a cruise on one of their ships. So, who or what is your competition for your customer's dollar? Why does your customer buy from your competition? What benefits or advantages does your customer see in buying from your competitors rather than buying from you? What are you going to have to convince your customer of in order to get your customer to change from his or her existing supplier of your product or service and switch to you? Your ability to convey the meaningful differentiation between what you sell and what your competitors sell is central to your success. So, how is your product or service different or better than someone else's? Your ability to list several reasons why an intelligent customer should buy your product or service in a competitive market is central to all your sales and marketing efforts. Your ability to answer the question, "Why should someone buy from me?" will largely determine your success or failure in business. Take a piece of paper today and write out several reasons why someone should buy from you. Share these reasons with other people in your family or business and ask for their opinions. Finally, settle in and focus on the one or two advantages in buying from you that no other company or individual can offer. This then becomes the focal point of all of your promotional efforts. Your ability to convey these ideas into the hearts and minds of your customers will largely determine how much you sell and how fast you grow. Number 7. Develop a complete business plan before starting. This is one of the most difficult and yet one of the most important processes you go through if you want to start and build a successful business. Many successful entrepreneurs take weeks and even months developing their business plans before they launch their enterprises. Fortunately, you can get software today that will help you to put a business plan together far easier than it used to be in the past. And you must do it yourself. You cannot get someone else to develop a business plan for you. This would be the same as getting someone else to select a husband or wife for you without you getting a chance to see them in advance. The major benefit of a business plan is that it forces you to think through every element of the business before you begin. A business plan is really quite simple. It requires that you project exactly how much of what product or service you're going to sell each month and each year for the next 3 years. You then calculate the total amount that it will cost for you to produce and deliver these products or services. You determine everything you will need in terms of real estate, facilities, equipment, advertising, staff, furniture, and everything else that will be necessary to bring these products or services to the market. You calculate how much money you will need and where you will get that money. Finally, you project how much profit you're going to make and when you're going to make it. Here are two rules for you that could save your business life. First, everything costs twice as much as you think it will. Second, everything takes three times as long as you estimate. This means that if your budget for an activity is $10,000, it will end up costing you $20,000 or more. If you expect to break even in 3 months, you will probably not break even before 9 months, and maybe even later. And one final point, remember that Murphy's Law was developed by an entrepreneur. It says, whatever can go wrong, will go wrong. And the first corollary of Murphy's Law is that, of all the things that can go wrong, the worst possible thing will go wrong at the worst possible time and cost the very most amount of money. Once you have your business plan designed and printed, show it to as many experienced people as possible and invite their feedback. Be prepared to revise your business plan when you get new information. Once it's complete, your business plan becomes the blueprint for the building of your business, just as you would develop a final blueprint for the construction of your house. You then use your business plan as your guide to steer your business through the turbulent seas ahead. Number 8. Do everything possible to assure business success. There are certain requirements based on the study of tens of thousands of successful businesses that you can fulfill to assure that your business is successful. The first requirement is that your product or service is well suited to the wants and needs of the current market. This is perhaps the most important success principle of all. Second, you develop a complete business plan before you start operations. You take the time to think things through before you invest your money. Third, you do a complete market analysis before you start your advertising and sales promotion activities. Fourth, you implement tight financial controls, good budgeting practices, accurate bookkeeping and accounting, and you practice frugality in every business activity. Run a tight ship. Squeeze every dollar. Cash is to the life of the business as oxygen is to the brain. guard it carefully. The fifth requirement for business success is a high degree of competence, capability, and integrity on the part of the key people. In addition, there is good internal efficiency, good time management, and clear job descriptions. Everybody knows what they are expected to do and when they are expected to do it. Perhaps the most important requirement for business success is that there is a strong momentum in the sales department and a total emphasis on marketing the product or service. Concern for the customer is a top priority at all times. Everyone in the company thinks about sales and top-line revenues all day, every day, until the company is well into the black. Number 9. Avoid the mistakes that lead to business failure. Major accounting and consulting firms have done autopsies on thousands of businesses that failed. These studies conclude that most business failures have certain things in common, every one of which you should consciously avoid every single day. The first reason for business failure is lack of direction. This is demonstrated as a failure to establish specific goals for each part of the business. In addition, lack of direction occurs when the company fails to put together a complete business plan. The second most common reason for business failure is impatience or trying to accomplish too much too soon. This is often demonstrated by spending too much on advertising at the beginning rather than building up a customer base one at a time. Remember, everything costs twice as much and takes three times as long as your best guess. The third reason for business failure is greed. Trying to charge too much, get rich quick, or sell a lot of your products or services without building a market reputation. It's always better to make a reasonable profit at the beginning and raise your prices as demand increases. The fourth reason for business failure is poor cost control. This is demonstrated by overspending, especially at the beginning. Remember, cash is everything. Conserve cash at all costs. When the cash is gone, the company is gone as well. A fifth reason for a business failure is poor quality of the product or service. This makes it difficult to sell initially and almost impossible to sell the second time. Poor quality even makes it difficult to get paid for what you've already sold. The second major reason for business failure is insufficient working capital. The business runs out of money because it does not budget ahead far enough. This is why a good business plan is so important. The seventh and major reason for business failure is insufficient sales and a loss of momentum in the sales department. People get so busy operating the business that they forget that without sales, there is no business in the first place. It's vital that you place your central focus on selling and make all other business activities secondary to that. Number 10. Remember the purpose of the business. What is the purpose of a business? Most people answer that the purpose of a business is to make a profit. However, that's not quite correct. The real purpose of a business is to create and keep a customer. Making a profit is the result of creating and keeping a customer in a cost-effective way. Here are the key questions for strategy in your business. First, what business are you really in? Define your business in terms of what your product or service does to improve the life or work of your customers. Second, what is your mission? What is your vision for your business? What is it that you really want to achieve for your customers with your product or service? Describe a totally satisfied customer. Third, if your business were ideal in every way, what would it look like? How would people talk about your business? What level of sales would you have? What level of profits? How fast would you be growing each month, each year? What kind of products and services would you offer? What kind of people would you have working for you? What kind of customers would you be serving? The more clearly you think through and answer these questions, the better decisions you will make and the more successful your business will be, both in the short term and in the long term. Number 11. Focus on the 5 P's of marketing. There are 5 P's to successful marketing. Whenever you have problems in sales, it is because one of these 5 P's is wrong in some way. Often, one change in one of these can improve your sales dramatically. The first P stands for product. What exactly is the product or service that you are offering, and is it appropriate and desirable for the current market? If people are not buying it in sufficient quantity, find out if what you are offering and what they are interested in buying are the same thing. The second P stands for price. How much are you asking for your product or service, and is this an appropriate price? Is it competitive in today's market? Is it enough to justify your bringing the product or service to the market in the first place? Can you make a profit at that price? Should you lower your price or charge differently for what you sell? The third P is place. This is where you sell your product or service. Sometimes one location or geographical area can be vastly better than another in enabling you to sell large quantities of what you offer. Some companies have transformed their industries by moving from direct sales forces who sell in the home or office to distributor sales forces who sell through retail channels. Could there be a better place for you to offer your product or service? The fourth P stands for promotion. How do you advertise and market your product? Is your advertising effective? Are you reaching a sufficient number of prospective customers in a cost-effective way? Sometimes a small change in the way you promote your product or service can lead to an enormous change in your sales results. The final P stands for positioning. This is often the most important part of sales and marketing. Your positioning is how your product or service is thought about in the hearts and minds of your customers. What kind of a reputation do you have? How do people think about you and talk about your product? What unique selling propositions of your product or service stand out in your customer's mind as the result of your sales and marketing efforts? What impression does your product or service make in the minds of the people that you want to buy it from you? You must be absolutely crystal clear about where you are with all 5 P's: product, price, place, promotion, and positioning. If your sales are not high enough, go back and review these factors one by one and make sure that whatever changes are necessary, you make. This is essential to building a successful, profitable business. Number 12. Focus single-mindedly on sales. In starting and building your business, sales are more important than anything else. Sales are the primary source of cash flow, and cash flow is critical for the survival of the enterprise. Every successful business has high and predictable levels of sales. Every unsuccessful business has problems in the sales area. Most successful businesses are started by a person who is very, very good at selling the product or service. And the key to selling the product or service is for you to develop a professional sales presentation, both written and in person, and then to make this presentation to as many people as you possibly can every single day. The law of probabilities predicts sales success. This law says that the more people you see and tell about your product or service, the more of your product or service you will sell. If you want to increase your sales, you must increase your frequency of customer contact. You must continually prospect, present, and follow up every single day. You must use every possible means of contacting more and more prospective customers. You must use every form of advertising, including telemarketing. You must get out face-to-face with customers, tell them why they will be better off using your product or service, and ask them to make a buying decision. Every single successful company in the world today has one or more excellent salespeople who are selling the product or service all day long. Every company in trouble has problems in the sales department. As the entrepreneur and company owner, you must focus single-mindedly on sales and delegate every other activity to someone else. Make a decision today to become an absolute expert in professional selling. Read every book, listen to every audio program, and attend every course until you have far too many sales for your company to be able to handle. Until your company is overwhelmed by sales, your entire focus should be on the sales function. Number 13. Advertise your product or service continually. Doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. Only you know what you are doing. You have to advertise and promote all the time. Nonetheless, you must do it prudently. When you start off, the very best sales promotion is one-on-one, with perhaps letters, faxes, or emails in advance, followed by telephone calls and then personal face-to-face visits with prospective customers. It's amazing how many small business people try to replace the personal act of selling with the impersonal act of general advertising. Don't make this mistake yourself. There are three keys to successful advertising. They are test, test, test. Here's the rule. Creative advertising sells. Period. If your advertising is good, it will sell immediately. You will get immediate responses. If you don't, stop doing that particular type of advertising immediately. You are wasting your money and actually hurting your business. Your advertising should offer one specific benefit that the customer will enjoy by calling you, coming into your place of business, or consuming your product or service. A 7-year-old child should be able to look at your advertisement and explain to another 7-year-old child exactly what it is you are offering and why it is attractive to a prospective customer. If your advertising does not pass the 7-year-old test, revise it and rewrite it until it does. Set aside a specific percentage of your sales for advertising and continue to experiment for the rest of your business life. Some advertising works well. Some advertising does not work at all. Some offers work well and some offers have no effect. Fully 50% of advertising dollars are wasted, but no one knows for sure which ones they are. Test, 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 and then test again until you find an advertising campaign that really pays off. Number 14. Use the internet to boost your sales. Within a few years, fully half of the sales in America are going to be either made on the internet or facilitated by the internet. The sales that are not done directly via the internet will be preceded by market research on the internet before customers call you or visit your place of business. The good news is that today you can start your own website quickly and inexpensively. Companies like Yahoo and Microsoft will help you build a storefront and then operate it for you for a few dollars per month. As your company grows, you can hire a larger firm that will build a more comprehensive website. But whatever you do, register your business name as a domain name as quickly as possible. Then, set up a website with information about your products and services, very much like an electronic brochure. Put your internet address on all of your material. Have an email address on your website where customers can get in touch with you and ask you questions. Keep your website updated regularly. Send email messages to your customers informing them of product or service specials. If you're not computer and internet fluent yet, run, don't walk, to your nearest computer store and get yourself outfitted immediately. Fortunately, most of the bugs have been removed from the computer and the technology of the internet. It is now possible for children to set up their own internet sites and surf the world of information, products, and services. This can be one of the smartest things you do in starting and building a successful business. Number 15. Practice the corridor principle. In a 13-year study at Babson College, researchers conducted follow-up interviews with graduates of the Faculty of Entrepreneurship to find out why some of them had started businesses after graduation and succeeded, and some had done nothing with their educations. In almost every case, they found that the successful entrepreneurs had only one quality that was different from the others, and it was the quality of launching their businesses with no guarantee of success. The failures, on the other hand, were still waiting for everything to be just right before they started a new business. And of course, things will never be just right. If you wait for things to be just right, you will wait forever. As these successful entrepreneurs launched their new businesses, they began moving along what they called a corridor. As they moved down the corridor of business life, doors opened up on either side of them that led them to new possibilities and new opportunities. What they discovered was that if the entrepreneurs had not been in forward motion toward their business goals, they would not have seen the other doors and opportunities that were opening up on either side. And in most cases, their business successes came in fields and with products or services completely different from the ones they started with. Orison Swett Marden, the founder of Success Magazine in 1895, once said that the two keys to business success are get-to-itiveness and stick-to-itiveness. Do your homework, make your plans, and then launch in the direction of your business goals. Everything else will take care of itself. If you wait until success is assured before you start, you will end up waiting forever. Number 16. Get the money you need. When you start a business, you will need lots and lots of money. You will never have enough. This is why you must carefully guard your cash at all times. If you run out of cash, your business can die overnight. Here are some facts about entrepreneurship and money. First, 99% of new business startups are founded with what is called love money. This is your own money from your own savings and your own personal borrowings. It is money from people who love you and who are willing to take a chance on you. Banks do not lend money to new business startups. Banks are in the business of making good loans that are sure to be paid back with interest. For a bank to lend you money, they usually require that you prove to them that you have $5 to back up every dollar that you want to borrow. In addition, they will want personal guarantees from you, your wife, your husband, and anyone else who you know who has assets. Once your business gets going and you have positive cash flow, you can increase the likelihood of borrowing money from your bank by going in with a complete business plan, a personal financial statement, and next year's budget projections to show your banker that you know what you're doing. When you visit your banker, ask for a specific amount of money or line of credit and give the banker a specific date or schedule upon which the money will be repaid. Banks look for five essentials before approving a loan. The first is your character, which includes your background and your reputation in the community. The second is your capacity, your ability to repay the loan from the level of sales and profits in your business. The third thing bankers look for is collateral, the security you can provide that they can seize in case you don't repay the loan. The fourth ingredient they are looking for is capital, the amount of your own money that you have invested or that you are prepared to invest along with their money. And the fifth C that they look for is credit, the status of your credit to date going back over your entire life. You can often borrow from friends, relatives, and even private investors who will take a part of your company in exchange for a share of your business and a part of your profits. But even here, you should have a complete business plan to show them. The very best policy for starting and building your own successful business is for you to start small, sell vigorously, and grow by reinvesting your profits in the business. This is called bootstrapping, where you grow more slowly, but your growth is built on a foundation of hard work and solid cash flow. When you bootstrap, you seem to get far smarter, far faster than you would if you started off with too much money. However you finance your business, you must always be careful about how much money you have and how much you need. Never allow yourself to run out of cash. Number 17, make use of technology. We are living in the age of technology. You can use technology in many ways to serve your customers better, faster, cheaper, and easier. You can use technology to communicate quickly and to get back to customers and prospects. You can use technology to send out information quickly and to do fast, cheap market research. You can use technology to sell more and more of your products over a wider and wider market at a lower and lower price. All of technology develops around the concept of saving time and getting specific results, especially business results. And since your time is the most valuable resource you have, you should use every single type of technology, including pagers, cell phones, fax machines, the internet, and portable equipment to do your job and take care of your customers faster and better than your competitors. By using technology properly, you can dramatically reduce the number of staff you require to run your business efficiently and well. Ask questions, read magazines, get advice, and be open to the miracles that are happening around you that can help you to build a successful, profitable business. And always remember, if it works, it's already obsolete. Fully 80% of the products and services you will be using in your business in 5 years will be new and different from today. Many of them have not yet been invented. Number 18, make every minute pay. Your time is your most precious resource. It's all you really have to sell. Use the 80-20 rule on everything in your business. This rule says that 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. Discipline yourself to always be working on the top 20% that makes all the difference to your success. Never fall into the temptation to clear up small things first. As an independent entrepreneur, the most important thing you do is to select your most important task and then dedicate yourself to doing just that one thing until it's complete. Here's a simple 5-step technique that you can use to double and triple your overall productivity, performance, and output. First, Start every day with a list of activities made out the night before. Second, organize the list by priorities. Put an A, B, or C next to each item before you begin. Your A items are the most important of all, the items for which there can be substantial consequences if you do them or don't do them. Your B items are items you should do, but they're not as important as your A items. Your C items are items that would be nice for you to do, but it doesn't really matter if you do them or not. And here's the rule. Never do a B item when there is an A item left undone. If you have several A items, set priorities by listing them as A1, A2, A3, and so on. This is where you get maximum payoff from your time. The third key to time management is for you to begin on your A1 task first thing in the morning and stay with it until it's complete. Work without diversion or distraction. Discipline yourself to focus and concentrate on that one item, even if it takes you all day long. This is the highest and best use of your time. Step number 4 in time management is for you to keep yourself focused by asking yourself 3 key questions every hour of every day. Question number 1 is, what are my highest value activities? Ask your co-workers and your staff this question as well. Whatever the answer to that question, that is what you should probably be doing at the moment. The second question you can ask yourself is, what can I and only I do that, if done well, will make a real difference? There's only one answer to that question at any given time, and that is what you should be working on. And the third question, perhaps the best of all, is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Ask this question over and over again and make sure that whatever your answer, that is what you are working on most of the time. And the 5th key to great time management is for you to develop a sense of urgency, a bias for action. Move fast on opportunities and responsibilities. Do it now. Develop a reputation as being someone who does the job quickly and well. This alone can guarantee you success in your business. Number 19. Dedicate yourself to lifelong learning. We have entered the information age. Continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in your field. Lifelong learning is the key to the 21st century. All leaders are learners. For you to succeed greatly in a competitive field, you must stay ahead of your competitors in terms of your knowledge and skills. And the only way you can do this is by adding to your knowledge and skills continually. The highest-paid business people in America today read 2 or 3 hours each day in their field. If you read 1 hour per day in your field, that will translate into about 1 book per week, 50 books per year. By reading 1, 2, or 3 hours per day in your field, you will not only stay current, but you will also become one of the smartest and highest paid people in your business. Listen to audio programs in your car. The average car owner sits in their car 500 to 1,000 hours each year. This is equal to 12 to 24 40-hour weeks that you sit behind the wheel. And the best news is that a good audio program contains the best ideas of 30 to 50 books. You can get the equivalent of full-time university attendance by listening to educational audio programs as you move around. Finally, take every seminar and course that you can. Many people have become wealthy in business as the result of a single book, a single audio program, or a single seminar. Take time every day to upgrade your knowledge and skills. Remember, as Pat Riley, the coach, said, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Your job is to get better every single day. Key number 20. Hire slow and fire fast. Fully 95% of your success will be determined by the people that you hire to work for you. In the early stages of your business, your turnover will be very high, as much as 200% each year. This is to be expected. The rule in this area is simple. Hire slow and fire fast. In fact, the very best time to fire a person is usually the first time it occurs to you. Always ask yourself, if I had not hired this person, knowing what I now know, would I hire him or her back again today? If the answer is no, then your only question is, how do I get rid of him or her, and how fast? Look for people with good attitudes and pleasant personalities. Look for people who are willing to work hard. Look for people that you like and enjoy. Look for people who believe in what you're doing and who can become committed to your work. And if you make a hiring mistake, let the person go as quickly as possible. One of the major reasons for small business failure is the inability to let go of an incompetent person for fear of hurting their feelings. Don't let this happen to you. Number 21, practice the 7 secrets of success. There are 7 key activities you can practice to greatly increase your chances of great success in business and in life. First, decide exactly what you want, write it down, and work on it every day. Review your goals each morning and each evening. Second, determine the price you'll have to pay to achieve your goals, and then resolve to pay that price. Get started immediately. Third, accept 100% responsibility for your life and for everything that you are or ever will be. Say over and over to yourself, if it's to be, it's up to me. Fourth, make a total commitment to your success. Burn your bridges. Never think of turning back. Keep reminding yourself, failure is not an option. Fifth, be willing to work hard, hard, hard. Be willing to go the extra mile and always do more than you're paid for. This is the key reason for success in your own business. Number 6, use your time well, every minute, every hour, and every day. Your time is all you have to sell. Keep focused on your highest value activities. Finally, number 7, back your plans with determination and persistence, and resolve in advance that you will never give up. The quality of persistence is perhaps the most important quality you can develop to guarantee your eventual success. Let me summarize with these points. There are thousands of books on small business success, and you can even take a 5 or 6 year MBA program on the subject, requiring thousands of hours of study. But these 21 great ideas run through every single book, magazine article, and course on entrepreneurship you will ever read, attend, or hear about. The most important part of this program is what you decide to do as a result. All successful people and entrepreneurs are action-oriented. They are constantly in motion. They are busy all the time. Develop a sense of urgency. It is what you do now that is more important than anything else. The good news is that it has never been more possible for you to be a big success in your own business than it is today. What it requires is that you get going and you keep going. There are no real limits except the ones you place on yourself. Good luck. Now, I'd like to give you a free gift as a way of saying thank you for being a loyal supporter of mine and a determined continuous learner. So find out what I've been working on lately and receive your special at www.briantracy.com/learner. That's www.briantracy.com/learner. Just go there right now and see what I've got for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you and maybe even seeing you soon.